Come on, if you're clapping for Jesus, clap harder, clap higher. He deserves your worship. Come on, go ahead. Awaken. Thank you for people. Pray for people. Thank God. Paul says, since I heard about your faith and your love for the saints, I do not cease to give thanks. Make him mention. Mention him. Thank you. Appreciate him. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. Let me get started by welcoming the person on your left and your right and say, you're welcome to DP. Thank you, music guys. First Timothy, I want everybody to be on their feet. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 17 is what I want you to contemplate on before I share the word with you. Hallelujah. I want to read from verse 19 because of time. Verse 19, 2 Timothy. Nevertheless, the foundation, the solid foundation, is not just foundation. The solid foundation of God stands, having his seal. So God is not changing his mind. What does the seal say? What does the seal say? The Lord knows those who are his. Is that not wonderful? That God knows you. He knows those who are his. And let everyone who is named with the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. As I wanted to step on stage, the Lord told me that somebody came here with somebody he's not supposed to come with. Now, God is not a man that he should lie. Desist from it. It will hinder your prayers. It will affect you. It will affect everything about you. It doesn't matter how many times you're coming. You're one of the people that will be saying God does not answer prayers. He does. You are doing something. This is the man that wrote about grace. He says, nevertheless, all the things I've said, this does not cancel. Or let me say grace. He said, shall we continue in sin that the grace should abound? He said, God forbid. So he says, the Bible says, the foundation of the Lord stands. And having a seal on it, the Lord knows those who are his. So it's not enough to say, I'm yours, I've been bought with a price. Everyone named with the name of the Lord should depart from iniquity. And I pray, you know, as I've delivered God's message, I don't know who you are, but God says, as you tell you, you are doing well, but you need to handle the side. And his commandments are not grievous. They are not hard to do. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Anybody mocking your prayers will soon bow before your maker. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. Let's take our seats. God bless you. Love you right back. God bless you. John 6:38. For I have come down from heaven. How many know they are from heaven? Just a few? Believe you me, when we were with God, the highest we could be was to be a prince. If it was not so, God would not say, before I formed you, I knew you. The word knew is the word used between husband and wife. If you allow me to use the word, it means intercourse. I related to you. You are real. Before I formed you. And Adam knew Eve. Okay? So I'm not sermonizing. Before you were formed, this, how many know that the person you see in front of the mirror is not you? Peter talks about the hidden man of the heart. That's the man God knew. That's the man that was born again. Before you were formed. I told you I will share on Psalm 39, maybe tomorrow. It says in John 6:38, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will. Some people think they own their lives. You don't say it, but you act it. But the will of him who sent me. So you are sent. Tap your neighbor, say after me, I didn't come here by myself. Not by my whims and caprice. I was sent. In John 5:30, because of time, I have to rush. I cannot myself do nothing. Jesus says in John 15, verse 5, without me, you can do nothing. He's not talking about buying a car or building a house. He's talking about your life's assignment. You can't do it. That's why I said, being born again is an initiation into what God gave birth to. Paul was fighting against the people of God. Is that you, Lord? And he asked a purposeful question. What will you have me do? And God told him. That's why no matter how much Paul went to the Gentiles, he wasn't hurt. But when he went to the Jews, it was popular to go to Jerusalem. It was when he went to the Jews that he was... 40 men that vowed they will not eat until they keep Paul. They were Jews. Peter was in Jerusalem. Nothing happened to Peter. Because it was in purpose. The Bible says, I can of myself do nothing. I cannot do anything. John 5:30. I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is what? Righteous. Because I do not seek my own will. Why is my judgment righteous? Listen, I've been a pastor for a while. Someone can make a decision and say, God told me, out of selfishness. My judgment is righteous, so your judgment may not be righteous. I'm not complicating issues for you. I'm telling you the truth. Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Say, I can of myself do nothing. Say that to your neighbor. Say that to yourself. Say, I can of myself do nothing. Say, what I'm doing right now is nothing near what I could have done if I was with Jesus. As I hear, I judge. Not I judge, then I hear. As I hear, I don't do what I want. I don't do the popular things. As I hear, what you're doing right now, did you hear from God? Were you inspired from heaven? Whatever is born of God is a word of God. The devil knows that. So he will never let you do what God has said. Because he knows that naturally. That's why when I'm dedicating babies, I say it over and over. I'm not here to bless these babies. Because whatever comes from God, all good and perfect gifts comes down from above. From the Father of light, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. The devil knows that. So he doesn't want you to be in line. He wants something to be popular. Some people are blessed today because the devil has an agenda. And you look at them and say, oh, we attend the same church. Yours is different. As I hear, I judge. I told you to turn to John 4:34. Jesus said to them, my meat or my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. I love when he said, walk while it is day, for the night cometh when no man Nobody can walk. Night is when you die. Nobody can. You can't add one thing. I'm sure you watch those shows when they say, up, hands up. Whatever, wherever you cook to, if it's a cookery show, wherever you cook, any level you get to, you have to hands up because you could be disqualified. You can't add anything. Now that you're breathing, God doesn't want you dead. The devil wants you dead because he knows when you're dead, you can't disturb him anymore. The people in heaven, they're just watching on the gallery. They can't add one thing to what they've done. I pray in the name of Jesus, while you are living, you will do well. In Ephesians 5 and verse 2. Ephesians 5 and verse 2. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us. What? And giving himself for us. So, a vision that does not give itself for people is not a vision from God. Maybe today I will share some things with you. He gave himself for us an offering, a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. God approves that another man gives himself for some people. In Malachi 3:17, let me share some things with you. Malachi 3:17, and they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels, I will spare them. I will spare them as a man spares his own son, the son that serves him. Say after me, I will serve God with my lifetime. My times are in his hands. You have a journey. No matter how irrelevant you look, you know what we call destiny? There's a destination. That's the meaning of destiny. There's a destination. All these things you and I are talking about or pursuing, they are not real. Have you thought about it? That out of all the things you pursue on the earth, none will go to heaven with you. Only human beings and songs. Not even your Bible will go with you. They didn't pray in heaven. They sang a song. Oh, they opened a vial. It was the prayers of the saints on earth. Not in heaven. What will you pray about? Food? Light? What will you pray about? You just give thanks. You just give thanks. Apart from human beings, the ones you can see, you are fighting somebody because it's not fine, because it's not carrying a bag that you like. None of them will go with them to heaven. The person you are boring and you don't like is the person that will appear where we will live forever. I pray that your eyes will be open. If God sends you to Nineveh and you bought a ticket to Tarshish, number one, you'll be the one to pay, and there will be a storm on the way. I know some people don't listen until they see storm. Many cases we see in church are last resort. Church is the last resort. Even if we went to the hospital, they would tell you you should have come back in 6 months, 6 months ago. We would have been able to do something. Many cases you see in church is the last resort, whether divorce, whether health. Church is the last resort. When they've tried all sorts and they've given up, they come to God. Sometimes you can't recover people. That's why you must listen. Some people don't want to listen. What I'm saying right now, I'm just ranting. What they want to do is what they want to do. That's fine. Stand by your decision. Okay? I told you on Sunday that vision must have some characteristics. Let me quickly run through them. Let me just refresh you. Number one is a place. Jehovah Jireh is not the name of God. It's the name of a place. Even though God is the one that will supply. Jehovah Jireh, my provider, is the name of a place. And it is said Genesis 22:14. It is said till today, on the mountain of the Lord, it shall be seen. Let me drive this home to you. If Abraham went to another mountain, he said, go and sacrifice Isaac on the mountain, that I will tell you, not the one you want, the one I will tell you. If Abraham went to the mountain, he went 3 days journey before he saw the place from afar. Assume Abraham said, is bad enough to sacrifice Isaac. You are telling me to go 3 days. What will I tell Sarah? So I will walk 3 days to sacrifice. I walk alone for three. Let me go to a mountain near me. Mountain is mountain. Would he have seen the ram? No. That is what you and I are doing every day. And we are saying God is not faithful. He is faithful. Amen, somebody. It's on the mountain of the Lord. It shall be seen. Okay. Genesis 13:14. And the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot has separated from him. Why did God give us our information? Because God told him, don't take any of your relations. Abraham operated in partial obedience. Again, people think partial obedience is not obedience, is the lie. God didn't talk to Abraham. Abraham was wondering why he was praying, and his prayer was a monologue. Are you wondering today why God is not talking to you? You are not doing something he told you to do. Lift up your eyes. Not later. Not when you do jackpot. Now. From the place where you are. Some people are planning to get married. Huh? Places are very important. If there's a vision, God will give you a place. If you expand it, it will give you the place part time. There will be agreement. Jesus says, I'm Jesus giving the Holy Ghost without measure. As I hear, I judge. I'm not here to do my... That's why my judgment is righteous. That's why you see me perform like magic. People marveled and wondered, how does he do this? We know his father. We know his brothers. But they marvel how he accomplishes things. Or why he accomplished things when he was on the face of the earth. Northward, southward, eastward, westward. I love verse 15. He said, for, look at that. All the land which you see, there were no binoculars. He was talking about the eyes of the heart. I give it to you forever. And covenant does not start and end with you and your descendants. In verse 17, he tells him, verse 17, quickly, arise and walk the land, the one that you saw. From the place where God didn't talk to him for months until Lot separated from him. What is Lot? A veil. That's the meaning of Lot. Veil. What is veiling your face? What has God put his finger on? That's a message for another day. What will a vision have? A place. Number two. What would a vision have? It must be the agenda of God. Let me make you laugh. Somebody told me, not in Abuja here. He said, I want to open a lounge at Gwarimpa to make some money. That's my vision. That is a contemplation, maybe a positive thinking, not a vision from God. That is your vision. God will never, I repeat, never tell you to open a place where you are selling alcohol to destroy human beings. It's written on secret that smokers are liable to die young. The life God has given to you is not enough to even do what he has called you to do. Then you cut it short. God, I don't know which Bible. I don't know which God spoke to you. God can never. Anything God says, any vision you say you have, must advance the kingdom of God. Pastor Biodun, what if God tells me to be a president? Oh yeah, when the righteous rules, the people rejoice. God wants to rule in the affairs of men. Who told you that God cannot give a vision for someone to be a politician? But you'll be different. How many know the problem of Africa is leadership problem? So if God has called you to be a leader, that's a great calling. But a leader must first lead himself. Not that you are ranting and abusing people on the internet and, you know, you have things you're hiding. No, a leader must take the lead. is a high responsibility. Anybody can abuse anybody. It must be an agenda that advances the kingdom of God. In Matthew 6:33, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. God will not tell you to do what he is not doing. And all other things shall be added. The way I'm preaching right now is as if a car is not important. It's as if having a wife or children is not important. They're important. They will be, they're additions. If you have those things and you don't have, you don't seek the kingdom first, the devil will deal with you at the end of the day. Not everybody is called to be a pastor. But everything God asks you to do will advance his kingdom. Number three, because of time. A vision must be what God sent you, not what you thought about. Not a way of making money. Not a way of having comfort. Oh, I'm opening another business. Why? Because I will have more money. Fine. That's good. You have a purpose, but never say God sent you. Look at this work. Somebody or people are giving to this work. God will pass money to people. He gives seed to the sower. So don't say making money is not a vision. But God will tell you, Peter, put your net here. We've told all night, put your net here. Go deep. You will catch what you've never caught before. How many of you can remember what Peter said? He said, go away from me, I'm a sinful man. Which means making money can be spiritual. You shall remember the Lord your God that gives you power to get well. Newsflash, flash news. God can make you get well. In 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. 2 Kings chapter 2 verse 9. So it was when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elijah, ask what I may do for you before I'm taken away. And Elisha said, please, let a double portion of your spirit come upon me. Ah. Look at the next verse, verse 10. Elijah said, you've asked a hard. I don't have the capacity to answer. You've worked for me for 10 years. I want to do something for you. This is what I want you to notice. Elijah did not give him houses or cars. He's giving him something. Abraham gave gift to the sons of the concubine and gave all he had. Where did he have what he had? If he gave gift, it was the anointing. Because whatever produced the houses, the camels, I'm giving it to Isaac. Isaac, don't care if I don't give you houses. All I have, I'm giving you. Some people will say, that pastor has not done anything for me. What do you mean? I've just been a worker there. He has not, for 10 years, but you've not been sick. You've not died. If you speak for 5 minutes, I know your level. I believe that people I'm connected to save me from many things. I believe it with the whole of my heart. You can't convince me otherwise. Because who you follow determines what follows you. Elijah said, you've asked for a hard thing. Nevertheless, I know something. If God can make you see me when I'm taken up, it will be so that you will have what you've asked for. In verse 11, please, let's run fast. Then it happened. As they continued on talking, that suddenly, that's why you must be very attentive. Suddenly, a chariot of fire appeared. It wasn't a chariot. It was fire. But that thing was fire. Appeared like chariot. Looked like horses. They were not living, breathing like normal breathing human beings. And took Elijah up. And separated the two of them. Death means separation. And Elijah went up by the whirlwind. The guy disappeared into heaven. Verse 12. Elisha saw it. Because normal people don't see it. You can be in a church and God is moving. And you will not see it. He cried out. See what he cried out. my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. What took Elijah away was what he was on earth. That's a message for another day. I can't explain that narrative. So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes and tore it and tore them into two. He tore his own clothes. This man has gone. But the man to fear. And he did exactly what Elijah did and saw the same result. Let me tell you, I'm not supposed to say, if you're not seeing the same result, I doubt your connection. Because this church is the same church in different locations. The same grace, the same anointing. Anything happening here should happen. Oh, what if the pastor, the senior pastor was stingy? The senior pastor doesn't own the church. God will raise people. Ah, there's nothing. I told you now. Some people conspired together. They said they will not give in this church again. God raised new people. God will raise people. Except you think it's a shop. Maybe you are part of those in Guarimba that said, I will patronize you. Pastor Mira, how did you keep your laughter? I just kept smiling. Patronize me. Praise God. Oh, I'm out of time again. Okay, I will continue tomorrow. Let's stand up. Let's pray. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. It's early morning. Let's pray. Shout amen, somebody. Start by giving thanks. Come on, give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. I can't hear you. Give thanks. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Start by giving thanks. Thank you, Jesus. That my ears could hear these things. Thank you, Lord. Right where you are, begin to upgrade your vision. My vision is linked to a place, part time. God can expand it, but he will show me a sign and give me somebody. One of the covenants of David is that he will not lack a son on his throne. Do you know David ceased to be king when he was alive and put Solomon there to teach him about rulership? Lemuel was the poetic name for Solomon. When God asked Solomon, what do you want? And he said, I want wisdom. It was David who taught him. You will see that in Proverbs 3, Proverbs 4. It was David who taught him. Say, Lord, may I never lack a son on the throne. Pray like that. It starts from the day you start praying like that. May I not be alone. Give me a house help. Give me a driver that will help me fulfill my vision. Lord, I have favor with those who are around me. My God understands what I'm doing. By the Spirit of God, I don't need to squeeze my face. No. By the Spirit of God, he understands. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. In 1 Corinthians 15:57. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Who gives us victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, in this thing I'm going through. That's not everybody. Say, in this thing I'm going through. It will end in victory. Go ahead and declare it. Because I've come through Jesus Christ. He's able to save to the uttermost. Those who call to God through him. He's able to save. He's the way. Not a way. The way. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, victory is my portion. Thanks be to God. Who gives me? I don't deserve it. He gives it to me. Come on, somebody. Victory means you outlast your enemy. He gives me victory. God will never submit me to the will of my adversary. He gives me victory over my health, in my career, in my ministry. Gives me victory. Someone leaves you on your stock. It must be that God didn't give you victory. No matter what it is, God will give me victory. Because I've showed up through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 129, I want to read verse 1 to 4 to you. Many a times they have afflicted me from my youth. Let Israel now say. Verse 2 is something I want you to meditate on. Many a time they have afflicted me from my youth. Yet. Somebody say yet. If you don't have anything, any portrait in your house, have one called yet. They shot at Joseph. His hand was steady. It's not shooting that is the news. The news is that what they intended came to pass. The Bible says, above all, taking the shield of faith, where you are able to quench. They formed it. They shot, but you quenched. Quench means the thing will fire at you. You will have victory. Psalm 91 verse 1 again. And verse 2. The Bible says, yet they have not prevailed against me. Kase tari baba. Verse 3. The plows plowed on my back. They make the furrows long. In verse 4, the Bible says, the Lord is righteous. He has cut in pieces the curds of it. Praise as you like. If I catch this prayer point at all, it's something else. In case you want me to give you something, say, Lord, don't submit me to the will of my adversaries. Never. Don't let them say, aha, aha, we've had him. We've had her. Have mercy on me. Let my case be different. It doesn't matter what the financial analyst is saying about what I've gone through. It doesn't matter how people have ended. My case will be different. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Habakkuk 2, verse 2 and 3 says the vision is for an appointed time. You're going to pray. That will be the last prayer point. Say, Lord, I will not miss my appointed time. I will not be wise in my own eyes. As I hear, I will judge. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. Today is a great day. Today is a great day. As I hear, I will judge. The vision is for an appointed time. Even though it tarries, wait for it. For it will speak. There's a time vision speaks. Wait for it. Say, Lord, I will not miss my Kairos moment. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. As you go today, the service has ended. Your vision will not end. God will be talking to you, showing you scriptures. The enemy will not speak to you. You'll not be derailed. You'll be on time. You'll not lag behind. You'll not run ahead of God's time. You'll be right on time. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah.